Let's see. Okay, your mic is muted. Let me shut up. Okay, let's do this.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Now, tell us. You, I'm going to just take a guess, a stab at something. You write all of your songs. Do you write your music? How do you find that perfect or that background, that blend that brings such a melodic sensation to your audience? I want you to tell us about that a little bit, because you already said that you played by ear. I want to know, how did you develop this talent? Did you have some writing training? You already said that you don't have any musical training. You just play by ear, which I think is brilliant to me. Like, and Waymaker, and I agree with Waymaker. That is better. We'll get to that later. But you write your own songs. How do you get that blend and that background? And do you do all of the parts?
Well, here again, I'm going to do my best to answer your question. Hey, so, I do some collective projects. I'm always involved in collective projects. And what I will give to any other artist that's listening, I mean, everything is a song, you know, so it's really limited. It's unlimited out here. It's limitless on what an artist, you know, can unlock. So, you know, with this collective of friends and people that love to do music, I come up with, why not? Yes, I do write the majority of most of everything you hear, but I do have some people that is definitely part of the motion. Demetrius Yancey, he go by the name of Low Key. If anybody out there looking for any beats, I name Lewis Hadley earlier. And it's Tony North, he's a good beat maker. I mean, it's just a lot of people I get chance to bump into, and it's because of the talent, you know. So I do move around a lot when it comes to collaborations, but yeah, I do most of the writing.
I think it's absolutely incredible. How did you develop your writing ability? Now, again, I love your vocals. It's no question about that. And also your ability to pick the right background to do what you do. But let's get to your writing. When did you start writing?
I feel like I started writing kind of late. I used to do a lot of courses and what they call hooks for different people, different, whether it be artists, soul, gospel. I used to be a part of the hook club. So eventually, I broke out of my shell, and I always would hear something, you know, that I would want to say. It doesn't matter who wrote the song, you know, what part of the world it came from. If I took a liking to it, I probably would hear something that I would have said. So that started me to, kind of gain a little, trust in what I wanted to do and believe in what I was doing.
Right. Hey, before we go to the next song, Waymaker, what would you like to say, to Mr. Why Not Ross?
Listen, Why Not Ross? What would you say to, I would say, up and coming artists or just coming out? What would you say to them what to expect in the music industry? Oh. I can't hear him, WB.
Okay.
What I would say to a new artist in the industry. That's the question, right?
Right. Correct.
I would definitely tell them to learn how, if it's not already there, learn how to enjoy the journey. That's bigger than the talent, you know, because you have talent and there'll be someone in front of you, you know. Don't ever quit, but learn to enjoy the journey. Sometimes it's a slow journey. Sometimes it's a fast journey. But you gonna get your turn, and when you get your turn, be ready.
Man, that is deep.
Hey, WB, I wanted to say this one more time. Be what? Why not?
When you get your turn, new artist. New artist, old artist, seasoned artist. Is it, when you get your turn, be ready.
I love it.
I absolutely love that.
Cause the turn is coming. You just gotta be ready.
You know,
that's gonna happen.
If we make a, think about what he just said though, and I agree with 1,000%. Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey.
If you really appreciate the journey, knowing that you're working towards something, right?
Yes. And yes.
So, yeah. You're working towards something. And that's is so important because hey, you're learning, you're growing, you're building, you know? And so once you get on the pinnacle, where else there to go?
Absolutely. But see, the amazing thing, what people fail to realize when they even watch TV like BET Awards, and when you see artists up there literally can't help it crying, that's because they enjoy their journey.
That's
they
right.
Start from the bottom and work themselves to the top. You feel me?
That's
the ones
right.
That's up there heroing and carrying on, you know, them the ones, I have a little doubt of how hard they work. But the ones that done put in that work,
That's
right. They can't help. They emotionless. Ain't nothing they can do with the emotions.
Look, I couldn't say it better.
It's been a long day at work. I know this life shit is real. Every home wash off the dirt. I freshen up the sex appeal. See, I can hear it on the phone that you're feeling something real. I know just what you want. I think it's time it be fulfilled. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can take things and change. We can do whatever you want, girl. Yeah. Girl, you know the deal. And you got what I want and you got what I need. You're my favorite one. You're my favorite one and you got that. You got that sex appeal. You got that sex appeal. Girl, we can chill. Special presentation. It's a specialist giving me cheese. Yeah, I'm rolling out the red carpet. Tonight's gonna be a premiere. Tonight's gonna be a award show. And it's a big fucking deal. If my hustle and flow don't convince you, then maybe my 50 shades win. We
can't. Come on.
We can't walk
it sounds
like
I'm not rough.
You got what I want and you got what I need.
My
favorite one.
Right here.
You're my favorite one. You got that sex appeal.
You're telling me the world.
Oh, when you get to work, I know you can't spoil nothing. Things in episodes ain't seen nothing. I love the 3 in the AM.
Wow.
Before we turn it, we're at the end of my playlist. Yeah, you strike a pose and I say we. You got what I want and you got what I need.
Waymaker. Get ready to do it. I'm getting ready to do it.
What you finna do, Jackie? What you doing?
Right. No.
Hey girl, can we change?
you'll see it when I do it. I ain't telling you nothing. I ain't telling you nothing. Dropper, I'm gonna tell you that.
Man, you chill.
Look, you hanging out with me, WB and the Waymaker, and yes, our special guest, Mr. Tony. Why not Ross? I'm incredible. I'm so impressed with your talent, brother. You've been on this network. This is not your first time being on this network. The difference was, you were with some other guest that we had along with us, right? That night that you were on, who were you with? Waymaker, who was he on with?
He was on with Mika.
Yeah.
Nigel Perkins.
Woo!
Then there was one more.
Was it one more?
Oh, it himself. Yeah. Why not? We're all.
Man. Shucks. Matter of fact, that show is in the archives, and I would invite our guests to go back and listen to that one. Go to studiow.buzz. That's the website. It's simple. studiow.buzz. That's B-U-Z-Z. See, the advantage there. Now, also, we have another link, studiowbuzz.com, but studiow.buzz. That way you could hear it here or anywhere around the globe. So that's what I'm giving out primarily now, Waymaker.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And we have apps. Go to your Apple App Store. Okay, I'm gonna ask you to go to the website tonight because Apple and I, we're gonna have to have a discussion here. Something went wrong today. But the Apple app, which will be up shortly, I think it was down today for some strange reason. You know, they might declare maintenance. All right. Okay. All right. it's just like that lady that you talked to about the equipment that we're supposed to get, Waymaker.
Yes. Yeah. It's been on back order for months.
Now. But don't worry about it, Waymaker. You've been fired. You've been fired.
Oh my God. Hey, why not? I got messed around and lost my job. Yeah.
But you're still here. You're still here. All right. But yeah. No.
But that was over shipping and delivery.
Yeah, but that okay. That's not your calling. Okay. That's not your calling. Okay. You stick to what you do, and that's picking great talent. We're gonna keep you there. Okay, you excel in that area. Shipping and delivery, no, bro. You got to get a pink slip on that one. Let's get back to why not. Hey, man, I don't think you answered this. you have background vocals to your tracks also, and maybe you did answer that. Hey, you do all of the background.
It's all your boy.
Man, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Everybody can't do that.
He's an incredible, I must tell the world, I'm having the pleasure of working with and be beside Why Not Ross. He's just incredible artist. Yeah. I mean, this is a top shelf artist right here. If you're ever in this area where he's putting on the show or you can get to the show, man, you must see this artist in person. It's mandatory to have the opportunity to see him.
The only thing, but guess what though? The only thing I'm upset with Why Not about is I had only was exposed to two songs of his.
That's the way he is. He don't give you everything at once.
Why not?
Why not? You just said that's why his name is Why Not. WB, when I met this cat, I didn't even see his picture. He gave me about 7 seconds of a song with the screen door hanging open. You know what I mean? And man, I knew then he had to be real talented.
That's right. That's right. Why not? Don't play with me.
Audition
don't play.
That was in the audition tape. I'm telling you, y'all did. He gonna send a Waymaker or something like that. I had never laid eyes on him. Man. I know then if somebody sent me that, they got to be crazy.
And they gonna send me two damn songs holding back. We ain't playing that. What the hell is going on around here? That's right, I'm playing it now. And you hanging on me. WB and Tony. Why not? Ross. And we always have a party going on here.
See, I was just sitting there thinking about all the time we had. How could you just sit back when everybody else was just me and you. I got this thing that we can do. Baby, we can sip on spin, baby. I get up on your ends, baby. Got me outside with the night. You got me outside with the night. See, I can teach you how to do it right. See, I can teach you how to do it right. Set up people in the front door better to spin. You know they in the back sneaking in a friend. You know they in the cut acting damn fools. You know they on the side point of the jewels.
You know what I'm so impressed about this young man is that he will tell you he has no formal training. He plays by ear and he's self-trained, no formal, if I understand correctly, vocal training or instrumental training or anything like that. And I think it's absolute genius. And your vocals are on point too, bro. Your vocals are on point. Tell us, how long have you been doing this, man? Oh, okay. Let me do this. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
It's all good. I've been recording for quite some time now. Like I said, I was a hook guy. I think I probably stepped out to do the more solo thing probably in the last 6 years. Really being strong minded about it in the last 3 years, 4 years. So it's really been a learning experience. That's one thing I'll say.
Well, all I have to say, damn, you learn fast. 6 years, 3 years, 4 years. You have people that have been doing this all of their lives and they are, I can't say they're more accomplished than you, because I know good music when I hear it. My ears, they still work. Man, I really love your music. I love your energy. I love you, your spirit, because you believe in what you're doing. And, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
I think we have somebody else on, and I believe that, Tony, has the same spirit.
Yes.
And the artist was saying that pleasing the audience is more important than the money.
Absolutely.
I think I get that out of you too, Tony. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when you get out there, your number one, obligation in your mind is to make sure the audience, gets their money's worth.
Most definitely. First and foremost, if it's not right coming out of me, I don't think they'll receive it right. So I try to get it out of me the best way I can and make sure it's, you know, something that people can enjoy, you know, put them thoughts together, some things that they, been through and just make it work.
Well, I said,
I got one thing.
Go on.
I got one thing to say. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the Waymaker Group. I want to give a shout out to WB, all my sponsors. That's the Waymaker Group. That's WB. That's Hub's Kitchen in Hattiesburg. If you ain't been there, you better go get some of that food. Folk love me down now. Go down there and get some of that good love. We're going to show out on the Mother's Day. What's that, Waymaker? The Mother's Day Show. The Mother's Day Blues Show, y'all better get them tickets early. And then one more thing. New Year's Eve, we gonna be in Alabama. Y'all better go look at my social media. We doing New Year's Eve in Alabama. Come on, let's roll. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Tony, Why Not Ross. Man, this has been a great, great, great experience for me. Waymaker wouldn't have brought you on, if you weren't a special kind of talent. And look, like I said, I feel better now that I had a chance to listen, to most of your music, because I have one more in closing because we're going to, thank you for your time, coming on. But I have one more song that I want to play, but man, this has been absolutely, incredible. Thank you, sir. And also I know, this will not be the last time that you will, be on this network. As a matter of fact, you're in the rotation. Okay.
Yes.
So, Waymaker, he does all the scheduling. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, lastly. Oh, Tony, Why Not Ross? Come on, brother. Hey.
When your heart gets a pumping,
come on.
Yeah. Quiet inside, I know you're crumping. And when your feelings get hurt, ain't that the worst? Feeling all by yourself like love's a blur. Just remember what you did before we had kids. I swear you fought to get in line, cause you wanted all the time. And the hills we're about to climb, and the curves we're about to turn. It's only a reminder of the things we left behind us. Like a roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby.
Roller coaster.
A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. Ooh. Like a roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. Ooh. A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby.
We
going up and down, slamming bodies from the front to the back.
Like the young folks say,
we be going side to side.
I be leaning on
all the long, you know, enjoying the ride. We be slamming bodies from the front to the back.
Like the young folks say,
we be going up and down. All along, you know,
enjoying the ride.
See, when we started on this mission,
There was only one condition, and we made a joint decision. We will hold each other down no matter what. Just take my hand and hold it tight. Baby, we're locked in, enjoy the ride. We twist and we turn it around.
Come on.
Like a roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. Like a roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. A roller coaster, baby. We be going up and down. Slamming bodies from the front to the back. Like the young folks say, we be going side to side. I be leaning on all the long, you know, enjoying the ride. Like the young folks said, we be going up and down. All along, you know, enjoying the ride.
Come on. But Kevin meets the world right here.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Woo. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the pleasure of being entertained by Mr. Tony Why Not Ross. Okay, Why Not, don't get it twisted. It's spelled Y-N-O-T, all right? But it means the same thing. Hey, Tony, hey, tell the audience, you know, any, I don't like to say departing. Now, that sounds so grim. But any closing, I don't like that either. Anything you like to say before you get off?
Shouts out to my sponsors, the Waymaker Group, Studio W, and the Hubs Kitchen. Like I said, we bringing in New Year's Eve. That's in Alabama. Y'all look at my social media sites. You pull me up, Tony Ross, and Instagram as whynot_music901. And y'all better book me. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Look here.
Yes, sir.
Man. Hey, Tony. Thank you so much, my brother.
Wait a minute, WB. Hold on a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Even if we got a little echo or something, we're going to have to straighten it out a little bit. But the world got to hear this talent a cappella on anything he want to sing. I don't care how many verses, but this is a tradition here on the Buzz.
It sure is.
And every artist come on here before they leave out, do some a cappella.
Okay.
He can net.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, man. I was born by the river in a little teeny. Oh, and just like a river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh,
yes, they will. Hey, my friend. Hey, thank you so much for coming. You know, I got one last question to ask before you go out. Anybody else in your family sing or have the talent that you have that you admire? Oh, shucks, you on mute. Let's okay.
Man, WB, look. Ooh-wee, I'm so glad you allowed me a chance to get back on here and do this, man, before you cut me off. I got an amazing brother. He started early doing voice parts. I guess you would say he's a MD material. My mom started us both. She would be what you would call a soloist in the gospel world. Man, I have a daughter, though. I have a daughter that's so amazing, and you just wait. You gonna hear that name. Her name is Zori Anaya Ross, and she is something terrible.
How old is she?
She's 14, and she, I mean, terrible in the right way.
I know.
Yes, vocally. Ooh, wee. I'm saying, I appreciate you for letting me say that, man, because that's facts.
That's what we do here, bro. And I appreciate you bringing that up. And it was just something I had to do. And I just wanted to know. And you tell your family, all right, that I appreciate them and you, them inspiring you and you inspiring them. And guess what, bro? You're going to do what you want to do in this industry. I believe it. And so anything that me and the Waymaker can do, all right, we're on your side. Waymaker, thank you so much for that. And we've got a little bit more to go, but Tony, we will talk to you very, very soon. Get back with the Waymaker, and I'm sure there's no question about it. This is Cultural Excellence. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ross here. Man, yeah. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I know.
Absolutely.
And the world will know. Hey, this is Cultural Excellence, ladies and gentlemen, on the Buzz. Come on. Boy. Oh, that's Jay Shanae. Oh, man. Sounded real good. I'm gonna have to grab a glass here. No, seriously, man.
You late?
Yeah, I am late. I'm late to the party. But you know what? I was gonna say I'm late to the party, but there ain't no such thing.
Good and fit and they fool you. Get it.
Hey, I like that.
Baby.
Hey, yo, Jay.
Wendell.
I've been sitting here thinking. I've been drowning on thinking for you. Yeah. Trying to understand my feelings, cause it's no more moving shit. Yeah, I wanna chill with you, baby. Baby, can I take my time running through your mind? I only wanna be. I done been around the world. Ain't nobody do it quite like you do. She like up in the morning someday. Scrambling eggs, fixing my plate. I go to work so I can get back. All my fellas be jealous, cause I got it like that. Come on.
Every morning that I wake up, I don't ever wanna break up with you.
See, I don't ever wanna go nowhere. So baby, tell me you'll stay like you too.
We got a lot of love, we got
you. Can't be mad, cause we got
and girl, I can't believe the things that
Yeah. Said the thing that you do when you do what you do.
Every morning that I wake up,
each and every morning,
I don't ever wanna break up.
Yeah, I don't wanna go nowhere. I just wanna stay right here
with you.
We got a lot of love, we got you. Cause we got
and girl, I can't believe the things
that
you do.
Every
night before man, I sleep,
what you do?
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I say,
Lord, keep him right here with me.
Real?
Cause we're midway supposed to be.
Now that's what's up.
Say the man is hard to find.
Real talk.
Girl, you better keep your hands on mine.
Tell him, Jay.
Cause we've been rocking for a long, long time. Ain't gonna let nobody steal my shine. Up in the morning, morning cry.
I do that.
Later it's on, we're gonna ask that.
Boss.
He never ever
too fast.
Baby knows how to make it last. Only love, never pain or hurt.
Wow.
Never last, always putting it first. We together, y'all, for better or worse. This ain't no show, we don't need to rehearse.
Yeah.
No. Every morning, see, I won't stay here forever. Down for whatever, as long as you're rocking with me.
No matter what you do, I gotta do it with you. Just as long as we keep it true.
Every morning that I wake up, I don't ever wanna break up with you.
Girl, we got a lot of love. Yeah, baby.
We got a lot of love, we got trust.
And girl, I say thank you.
I'm a boss, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Jay. Check it out. You know, since day one. When I first saw you, I said, I got you back, baby.
Yeah, you did.
And you ain't gotta worry about a damn thing. You ready to ride?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I don't ever wanna break up.
No.
It's me and you, baby. You ready?
As long as you're rocking with me. Ooh.
WB and DA the Waymaker. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if I sound, okay, a little nasally, then, wow, I sound a little nasally. That's it. Hey, Waymaker. Now.
Yes.
It's been 2 years now. I transitioned from Southern California. Now, Southern it's really strange out there. And when I lived there, man, at 60 degrees, we were putting on coats. Okay. And then I would call back, and I remember one time Christmas, it was like 90 degrees Christmas time, right?
Wow.
Yeah, man. And so I called back home and, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and stuff like that. And they out there freezing say, I said, well, how is the weather? And they said, oh man, it's freezing out here. I said, oh man. I said, I'm walking around with shorts. They hung up on me.
And look, amazing. I had the pleasure to, spend, Christmas in LA. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so we went out to, I think it was like either Beverly Hills or what have you, or some exclusive, area resident.
Okay.
Anyway, they had angel hair on the ground so they can act like they got snow.
They had the
whole ground and sidewalks covered. You know, I said, now look at here. They really want to see snow for real, for real.
Waymaker, you're not making that up. I know for a fact. I witnessed it myself. I thought it was the funniest damn thing. It was absolutely incredible. This is cultural excellence. And ladies and gentlemen, you hanging with me, WB, and The Waymaker. And I love this show because we expose artists that you may or may not have heard of before. And we want to help them reach whatever successes that they wish to reach. But I get a joy of seeing the growth. Give you an idea. When I started this broadcast in 2014, I wanted to create a platform for everyone. I wanted to have something that anyone would enjoy. It's just like going to your favorite grocery store, whatever it is, and you can shop and find whatever it is. So that concept came to me that why not I do that in music, art, entertainment, business, sports, education, and also include young people. We have a show called Teens Talk Truth. And Waymaker, there are two gentlemen that host that show. And that's AJ and Alex. And they come on Saturdays. And they are the ages of, right? Oh my God. When we started, they were like 12, 13, and 15. Brothers, right? And now, one brother is off to college, all right? And then the younger brother is still there. One brother, and so I remember from the first broadcast he did. Of course, this is the first time. A little shaky and, you know, things of that nature. And their mom, who's also a co-host on one of my broadcasts, and I have to give, and acknowledgement. Folks, we don't give interviews. We have conversations. We don't give shout outs. We give acknowledgements.
Acknowledgements.
Okay. And the host is of the Eden as an Actor Worship Ministries radio show, Ann Wooten Taylor. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. She's a judge out there in Arkansas. And she's raising two amazing young men. And I created a show called Teens Talk Truth.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. It still exists, ladies and gentlemen. Teens Talk Truth. We want.
Yeah, truth.
You need to hear what they had to say.
Absolutely.
You better listen to them.
Yeah.
Because you don't want somebody else to listen to them.
Absolutely. Be a different influence on their life.
And so, Waymaker, what I'm so proud of is how these gentlemen have progressed to just young men, never have been on radio before, to now.
Right.
Man, they will hold a conversation with anybody. they come up, their mom was helping them with the questions with the guests coming on.
Right.
Then after a couple of weeks, they say, hey, mom, hey, you know, all due respect, we got this.
Mm.
And we got to talk about that too. You and I, we've got a business meeting coming up shortly. And so we got to talk about so many different things that.
Yeah.
Mr. Thomas Van Johnson.
Oh my goodness. My brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
He was on yesterday. He was, oh.
Wow.
This incredible network, a Waymaker.
Yes.
I think the most important thing that happens with what we're doing and this network, I feel real good about what we're doing. In so likewise. Many aspects, brother.
Yeah. Likewise. Okay. 2024, y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. We got some amazing things happening here on the Buzz. And the only thing we need is you. Man.
That's it.
That's it. Just you and you and you.
Look.
That's all. Amazing things.
Let me just go and play a song here. Yeah, can I do that? Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Look, why did I do that?
It's Jason A. I wake up, he's gone
come
again.
On.
Normally he will kiss me then say goodbye.
Good,
he texts back, he's out with friends.
Hanging with me, WB.
Knowing them well,
the Waymaker.
I can't keep putting myself
it's called through excellence, folks.
This pain. He's leaving me stuck out in the rain.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I not enough for me to ask for heartbeat? Am I not enough for you to show me your love? Am I not enough? Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been? Am I not enough for me to ask for heartbeat? Am I not enough for you to give me your love? Am I not enough? Time and time I play the fool. Gonna be the right woman for you. Deep down, I'm doing all I can, as any woman should do for her man. But you can't keep leaving me in the blind. I deserve so much more of your time. Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been? Am I not enough?
Everything that you needed, and you showed me different. You never called, you never text, but I told you that I needed you, and that I had your back, and you still turned your back on me. I just want you to know that I am enough. I have have everything that you need and everything that you want. But you'll never hurt me like that again. Cause guess what? I am enough.
The magic stick. Come on. The magic stick.